The best variety on your radio, 88.3 Southern FM.
And in the night sky, the International Space Station is about to make a pass over Melbourne. Yes, at 7:07, it will appear in the northwestern sky. That's in about 3 minutes' time. And it will rise to almost straight overhead, 72 degrees, slightly in the southwest, so almost directly overhead at 11 minutes past 7. And at 13 minutes past 7, 2 minutes later, it will disappear into eclipse at an elevation of 24 degrees above the southeastern horizon. So that's at 7:07, arising in the northwest, almost straight overhead to 7:11. It's 19:07, that's 7:07 p.m. And at 7:11 p.m., 72 degrees southwest, and disappearing in the southeast at 13 minutes past, 24 degrees above the horizon when it goes into eclipse. Now, we're going to have a chat soon with Ed Van Cise, who is a flight director at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. But first, you might be popping out to have a look at the space station go over. We're going to play you some little piece of familiar material if you ever saw the movie Apollo 13. Here we go.
This doesn't work. We're not going to have enough power left to get home.
Fredo, how long does it take to power up the LEM?
3 hours by the checklist.
We don't have that much time.
Telling me you can only give our guys 45 hours? That brings them to about there. Gentlemen, that's not acceptable. I want this mark all the way back to Earth with time to spare. We never lost an American in space. We're sure as hell not going to lose one on my watch. Failure is not an option.
We got the parachute situation, the heat shield, the angle of the trajectory, and the typhoon. There's just so many variables, I'm a little lost.
I know what the problems are, Henry. This could be the worst disaster NASA's ever experienced.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Expect entry interface in 45 seconds.
Gentlemen, it's been a privilege flying.
Yes, sir, privilege flying with them. And hopefully our next guest here on the space show, Ed Van Cise, will never have to face a problem such as happened during Apollo 13. Well, Ed Van Cise is the flight director at the Johnson Space Center, which is in Houston, Texas. And, well, as you'll hear, his job is helping to control the International Space Station flight. So let's go with Ed Van Cise now.